First off, I just want to say, proud of the way that our staff and the team came out and played. Coming off a bye week, we started, off the week saying that we need to come out of this thing, off this bye week, and start fresh. I thought we played with really good energy on in all three phases. And I thought, our staff did a great job all week. The leaders did a good job all week, and we played fast during the game. And so that's a good way to start the second half of the season here. But again, I just want to, give a shout out to Buckeye Nation. It was awesome to see these guys out here in the game. We felt them the whole game. And there's nothing like going into a place and feeling your crowd like that. And I just want to, let those guys know how much our team appreciates it.
And we'll open up with questions in the very back, Ari, and then right next to him, Bill. If we can keep up to one question, if we can, because we have a lot of people here. Ari, go ahead.
Hey, Ryan, you said that you before the season started that you guys were counting on JK to be a better version of himself than he was last year. I mean, the kid seems like he's running pretty hard. And I mean, are you getting everything out of him that you thought you could? Is this the JK you were envisioning?
It is. Yeah, I mean, I know he has even more to give, but it is. It's what we talked about all preseason, the way he's been practicing since really August. And he's been, running hard. He's worked really hard at it, his body. And, he's done a great job with Tony Alford to prepare for these games. And, when you practice that way, you start to play that way. And he's coming out of the back end of blocks, making guys miss. He's playing really well. And you saw him show up in the pass game. That's another thing he's worked on. So he's playing at a high level right now, and he's got to keep building on it.
He was very critical of himself coming into the year. Does he just seem happier right now?
I think that when you're the third year into the program, a lot of things happen. First off, he's now the guy, which, he was splitting carries before, so that's a little bit different. There's a lot that goes with that. But also, third year into the program, you're invested. 3 years into a program, there's just so much investment that you just don't want to let go. And, he's been doing a great job of leadership, and the whole offense has rallied around him, especially the offensive line.
Bill?
Ryan, I'm sure you'd prefer to start fast every game if you could, but your team's numbers in the second quarter this year, all of a sudden games are off the charts and outgaining and outscoring teams. What is it about your staff and this group that you're able to sort of put that pedal down in the second quarter, even if things don't go the way you want them to early?
I don't know. I don't know, what that really means, other than the fact that we certainly want to start fast. It's hard, going against this defense. I mean, they're good against the run, and we knew early it wasn't going to be easy. Some of those runs were hard, you could tell, and then as the game went on, they started to loosen up a little bit, and we had to wear on them a little bit. But I thought the key was Justin making some third down conversions early on, staying in the pocket and delivering the ball, and the protection for the most part was solid. There was a couple breakdowns, but for the most part, they did a good job. The receivers got open, and so I think it really came down to the third down conversions, which we didn't get really last week early in the game. That kept us going and kept the drives alive.
Back left, Dave.
Hey, Ryan, I know on a first-year quarterback, it's not shocking to see talent and athleticism show up, but the decision-making and efficiency of Justin, are you surprised, and what do you think of the way, how efficient he's been? I think 78% tonight.
Yeah, I thought he took a step in that direction for sure. I thought he had great poise. He handled himself well in the pocket. He threw some away that he had to. He scrambled on some early. If he can keep building on this, then he's got a chance to be special.
Second row left, Rob.
Ryan, offense gets all the love, but defensively, another game where you really didn't give up any explosives. Jeff Hafley said earlier in the week that was kind of the key to this defense going forward. How happy are you with that? And was that true, that explosives, 20-yard plays, 30-yard plays was sort of what you wanted?
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought that we came out with great energy on defense. I thought we had an edge to us. You could feel it in warm-ups. And they had a really good, week of practice. For 2 weeks they've been working at it, and it was a slow build to the game. It wasn't all at once, but you could tell they did a great job preparing. I did bed check last night, and just about everybody on that defense was going through their film and watching, looking at the tips and going through things. And very serious group right there with great leadership. And I think the secondary, and linebackers really complement the front well. But they're playing at a high level right now, and it's because they're playing together. They understand where they fit into the defense, and they're playing with great energy.
Back to the right, Nathan.
Brent, how did you manage the snaps at offensive tackle this week? Multiple guys ready, potentially at multiple spots, and then also what went into the decision in game to make a change there?
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. You know, Thayer's, had a little nagging deal there that we had to kind of decide, in game. I thought he was gritty. But when we needed him in the game, he came in and played. I think he played well. I'm going to watch the film, but I think it was the first play he was in there. We hit the long run to J.K., and that was gritty by him. He played hurt, and that says a lot about him. But I thought Nick stepped up. Nick played well. We did a good job with him in there, and that was his first real, time where he had to, start. And I thought that was good, and then we even got the one in there at the end. So, that goes to show the depth that we have at the offensive line.
Gentlemen in the back row right.
You had talked during the week about not looking past this game and ahead to Wisconsin. How good do you feel along those lines about the effort tonight?
Well, we try to really focus on 1 week at a time, and I think we feel good about the way we came out, coming off the bye week with energy, starting fresh, and just refocus on all the things that matter within the program. And now we know we have a huge challenge next week. We're going to get on that plane, enjoy this, catch our breath. We'll get late tonight, and then we start the preparation for Wisconsin. We know what we have in store there, so that's going to be a really tough week and tough preparation, tough game. But I know the kids are going to be excited to play it.
Third row left, Tony.
Ryan, just wondering what you thought of Tommy Togiai's performance tonight.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see him a ton because, in between series, I'm kind of watching, but I'm also trying to figure out what we're calling next series on the phone with Kevin and Mike, but instead. But for the most part, I saw him flash at times. I thought he played well, but I get a better feel when I watch the film. But overall, I thought the defensive front did a great job.
Front row right, Bill?
It's no secret Northwestern's offense has struggled this year, but they gashed you with their runs early. What were they doing, and what did you do as you were gashed?
Well, the first play, we had 10 on the field, so that wasn't a good start. but they had 2 weeks to prepare for us. They do a good job. They're very well coached. I mean, they got good players. And so they hit some run. I thought their backs ran hard at times. They did a good job. And so we'll look at the film and see how they attack us.
Right next door, Clay.
The Javier moment, beyond making a 55-yard field goal, to see the entire bench. What does that mean for a kid to experience that?
Well, it was kind of funny the way that the second half or the first half ended. We got the thing pinned on the one. We decided to take a couple timeouts there to try to get maybe go after the punt. We got it probably about the 40-yard line, I guess. Then we got the hold, and we tried to see if we could get the thing inside of a 50-yard field goal for Blake because he hit one about that distance, in pregame. We hit the screen, we clocked it, and it was 55 yards. We had to make a decision. And, he had made one before, so we said we'll give him a shot to make it. And it was good to see the team, rally behind them like that. It goes to show you the confidence the team has in them. And also just the chemistry of our team in general. I think it kind of put an exclamation point on the whole half.
And last question, you'll be over here, Austin. And folks, when Coach is done answering it, if you could let him out first, his wife's there, and we want to get him back in the locker room. So, Austin, last question.
Right, you mentioned Juwan, and there was a bunch of guys in the second half that got to play who haven't had a bunch of chances. What's it like to be on the sideline for fourth quarter for a bunch of young guys maybe doing it for the first time? How's that help moving forward?
No, I mean, they were really excited about getting in there and playing and, trying to show, put good film out there. I think I got to watch the film, but I think on that long run by Masters, DeJuan really got some great movement right there. And Mitch Rossi came in and some of those younger guys, Harry Miller and Matt Jones, they got good movement on that play. And, they were kind of on the sideline saying, we want to score right here. They were looking at it as an opportunity, and that was good to see those guys compete like that.
Coach, you got to ask Farron Browning prognosis. Do you expect him to be available for the big game next week, or what's the situation?
Yeah, we'll see when we get home, but we do expect him to be ready for next week.